Kurt Warner's coming back to town this Sunday, and the Cardinals come into town to play the Rams. A lot of people are going to be there. Tens of thousands of people are going to be there. Each one of them will be patted down on the way in. Because this season, the NFL started a new security policy that said, you know, in our war on terrorism, in a place with this many people, we want to make sure they're secure. And so we're going to pat you down and make sure you're not carrying anything that is going to be a danger to all of these people in here. It wasn't just at the Dome. It was at all NFL stadiums this year. Gordon Johnston went to Raymond James Stadium, the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, last month with his season tickets and got patted down and didn't like it and decided he was going to take this thing to court. And so he did, and is fighting the NFL over that pat-down policy. So with so many people who will be headed to our football stadium this Sunday, I've invited Gordon on the show today to explain exactly what his complaint is. Hi, Gordon.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. I should point out that Gordon is a high school teacher who I'm sure at some point has had to teach people about privacy and constitutional rights, and so you know a little bit about that, and that is what you based your argument on, right?
Right. I'm a government teacher and an American history teacher. So exactly. That's what I've been teaching for 20-some years.
Okay. So when you went to Raymond James Stadium, tell me exactly what happened before we talk about what your complaint was. Tell me what the procedure was, because I'm one of those NFL fans who enjoys having the game come into my home for free, where the bathroom line is shorter and the beverages are much cheaper. You like going to the game, so what was your experience?
Well, first of all, you know, I found out that we have a Tampa Sports Authority, which oversees our stadium, and the NFL pushed them to and said to them that they would be the last holdout and they could be a target for the terrorists. So under the coercion of the NFL, they decided to capitulate, and they voted 9-2. Remember, they said no previous years. 4 years since 9/11, I've gone to the games without anything such as pat downs and didn't feel at all afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens when I read that they're going to start doing it, I contacted the Tampa Sports Authority and let them know my displeasure about that. And then they referred me to the Buccaneers, so I contacted them, said the same thing. I said, well, it was an NFL-mandated thing. And I just thought the NFL was a little bit too big for me to contact them, and what would they say or do, just being a fan. So I decided to contact the ACLU and see if, you know, others felt the same way and what could be done. And so then what happens is it takes a little while for them to start the procedures. And so I did go to the game. I thought of it as a farce because they just touch you a couple places in upper parts. And to me, it kind of would give people a false sense of security. And I, besides that, I saw people reacting. And like myself, one time I remember reading where they said, if you go to the game, you're consenting to the pat-down. And what I did is I purposely lifted up my jersey, showing there was nothing there. And they said, put it down, and they still proceeded to pat me down. And I said, I do not consent to this. And they still proceeded to do it. And it's over in a few seconds, but I did not appreciate that. And so, you know, like I said, then we decided to go ahead and proceed with a lawsuit against the Tampa Sports Authority.
All right, before we get to the lawsuit, let me back you up just a second here. When you say they patted you down, what does that mean? Where'd they touch you?
They touch you basically. They're supposed to, keep in mind. They don't. They're inconsistent. You watch one game, and they'll do it one way, another way, because you got different people, and they're supposed to be trained. They're supposed to touch you from the neck down to the waist, and then, both the front and the back, and then you're supposed to put your arms out, and you're supposed to go down your sides from the waist up to your armpit.
Okay, so are they rubbing down the front, or are they patting you? What are they doing?
Well, they're supposed to run their hands down your side, okay?
Uh-huh.
And in the front and back, running down, just to see, I think, no explosive vest on or something like that.
Okay.
Is what their intention, I think, is. And like I said, I just, the last time, only time I've flown many times, I've gone to sporting events, hockey games, baseball games, never has that happened. And I know that randomly, sometimes at airports they do it, but never has it happened. And only one time in the history, I was in Latin America, and with the guys with machine guns, and they did thorough searches, okay?
But that you felt was more appropriate because that was a police state and this is the United States of America.
Exactly, exactly. And I don't want it to become like that. And so teaching the Constitution like I do, when I got the Fourth Amendment. I know that in the state of Florida, they also have the same Fourth Amendment, you know, for what you call without probable cause.
Yep.
They
can't, the search and seizure
right,
amendment.
Exactly.
Right.
Search and seizure. And so anyway, I decided to go ahead and, like I said, proceed with the lawsuit. And like I said, I've gotten a lot of support from many, many people that submitted to it but yet don't like it.
You've heard
I
from other
women, too, especially some women. Like when I went to the last game, since they stopped the pat-downs, like, you know, I went by a woman in a couple seats down, and she said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, for what? She said, so I didn't have to be humiliated again and, you know, be patted down up there. And many other people said the same thing, and some won't even go to the games because of it, you know, because they don't want to be felt up or whatever it is, you know, touched, you know, upper parts or things like this.
You know, when the TSA was doing this at the airports last year, there were a lot of complaints from women that they were being touched inappropriately. Even if it was a woman who was the screener, they were being touched on their breasts and in ways that they did not like. You heard from women at the Bucks games that they were being treated the same way?
Bob, that one woman mentioned it. Some others have told me by on the phone. You know, some people have emailed me and called me and voiced that. But I've gotten mostly calls from men in support, you know.
Let me just read you a quote here from the Vice President of Security for the National Football League, Milt Alerich, who says, "We are at war. Terrorists want to kill large numbers of Americans. This is a proportional security measure that we're taking in the interests of the fans." And an attorney for the Tampa Sports Authority says, and wrote this in the court papers that were filed, that essentially you're claiming a constitutional right to put at risk tens of thousands of citizens, the lives of tens of thousands of citizens, because you want to go to the games instead of sitting at home and watching them on TV. He says a terrorist attack at a stadium during an NFL game could kill or maim thousands. What do you say to that?
First of all, I believe with what they're doing actually increases the risk. First of all, I feel safe going to the games. If I didn't feel safe, you can stay home, watch on TV. But at the same time, because they're backing up for the pat-downs, you know, it brings a greater amount of people, you know, that makes the crowd bigger outside the stadium. And if you were going to do a terrorist act and want the greatest number of people, that possibly, and I can't speak because I'm not an expert in that area. To me, that would be even more dangerous.
You mean where everybody's funneled together trying to get
exactly.
in?
Exactly.
Okay.
A big crowd of people. Because think about it. Where do they do it around the world? You know, it's at restaurants, wedding things, trains, you know, in closed places, not open, wide open stadiums type.
Yeah. So you took this thing to court, and what happened?
Well, the judge who also, you know, if you ever read the things, he felt at the first no big deal. But looking and listening to the facts, like I have tremendous attorneys, and they did a great job. Because keep in mind, the NFL brought some good experts down and everybody else. And what happens is did a good job. And like I say, the judge at the end said he felt, again, that he needed to grant the injunction. And so when he granted the injunction, it would mean no more pat-downs and ruled my favor. Now, what happens is because it's a government entity we sued in the state of Florida, since they appealed, then he said he felt compelled to lay that aside. So what we then did is we went to the appeals court in our state, and they then, within a couple of days, reinstated no pat-downs. Again, and, you know, until they hear the whole thing, which could be a few months yet, that there'd be no more pat-downs.
And so effectively you have pushed off the pat-downs to the off-season.
It sounds that way. They just had an article in the paper yesterday, the day before that, with the procedure lasting is going to at least the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, does this affect people who are going to the Dome here in St. Louis and the other NFL stadiums across the country?
No. No, not at all. My case was local on the state constitution, which, you know, reflects the national constitution, against the TSA, since they are a state entity in the stadium is. So mine was more, like I say, knowing with the case law and things like this that we'd have a much greater chance of winning here.
What have the kids in your high school classes said to you about this?
Well, they reflect society in many ways. Most students are supportive and they like it. And some of their parents say, hey, it's great that someone stands up for this, and they think it's a great civics lesson. And so they are somewhat supportive. Now, there are some that voice what their parents say, and just what you even said, you know, are you putting other people's lives at danger and things like this, and what if? And they'll bring some of the same questions up, and I try to answer the best that I can. And, you know, and some do hold, you know, what's the big deal? And I understand their point of view, and that's why I always teach my students. I said, that's what makes America great. We can differ. You can have different points of view, and some of you will not agree with me. Some of you will agree with me. But at the same time, I feel that I need to stand up for what I think is right, and I'm going to do that. And it's costing me. Listen, it's costing me time. It's costing me money. It's costing me in many ways. And I said, but yet at the same time, just think of all other people that have stood up for what was right and what it cost them, you know. And I said, I'm not going to compare myself with people like Rosa Parks and we'll say Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and others, you know, that have done these things, Revolutionary War heroes and others. But at the same time, I said, what made these people great is they stood up for what they said was right, and many of them, it cost them. And I said, I'm willing to pay the price because I feel what I'm doing is definitely right.
Have the Buccaneers or the NFL threatened to take away your season tickets?
No, they have not yet. They did have me read, when I was on the stand, one little sentence about, you know, at their discretion or something like this. They tried to have me read one thing there. But at the same time, they have not made any contact overtures, any threats. No, they've just doing it through the legal.
Have you been back to Raymond James Stadium since the court ruling?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And definitely. How does security move now?
Well, it moves real, just like it did before, real
so,
well.
So it just doesn't get funneled up because they're not doing the pat-downs at all?
Right. It's just normal funnel. Depends on the time, you know, how many minutes before the game, how many people are going there. But it makes less of a funnel as far as I'm concerned. Now, NFL will say the opposite, but at the same time, I say it's much more smooth now.
Well, Gordon, I appreciate you taking the time to tell the story on my show this afternoon. I know you just got home from school a little while ago, and you probably got some work to do. So thanks for spending a few minutes with me here this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Gordon Johnston from Tampa, Florida, who is the plaintiff in a suit against the Tampa Sports Authority and the National Football League to change this policy. It does not affect the dome here in St. Louis or any place else that the NFL plays home games, only in Tampa. But I want the reaction of St. Louis Rams fans, who are going to be going to the dome by the tens of thousands this Sunday and have been going all season long. I know they've been doing the pat downs here. If you've had that scenario yourself, I'd like to hear your reaction, whether you were upset and what you think of what Gordon's doing. I like the fact that a guy stands up for his constitutional rights, but I don't go to the games. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120, email paulharris@kmox.com.